Half Hexagon with Ism. Such a good track. I'm very excited to be joined by James from Half Hexagon on the line. Morena, James.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Good, I'm glad. We're listening to Ism, which is off your first EP with Half Hexagon, because we've got exciting stuff to talk about. Repressings of your EPs on vinyl. For your second EP, it's the first time, right?
Yeah, we never quite managed to get that as a pressing, so it was always just a digital EP. We just sort of cut to the chase and made the repressing the actual pressing, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, there will be a lot of Half Hexagon fans in our listenership, but for those who don't really know the story, we've got sort of like the Avengers of New Zealand music in this band. You, James, from Lawrence Arabia, Yolanda Fagan and Julia Dine. Talk to me a little bit about how you all came together and started making music.
I mean, it was a funny process. So, it was definitely like a lockdown situation, which is starting to date us as having been around for ages now. But I think it was during that, whenever the last hellish Auckland lockdown was when we first started kind of sharing files together. I think there'd been a lot of attempts to, I mean, I think a lot of people did this where they were trying to like make music remotely and you know, maybe do stuff with people they hadn't done stuff with before. So I'd sort of been sharing files with Julian a bit, and then we got together for a jam and had a kind of, I kind of think I had in my head a sort of vibe of krautrockish music, and I knew that Julian was a big fan of that kind of music, so I thought we could try and make that kind of sort of psychedelic, repetitive psychedelic music. Mm. And so we recorded a bunch of stuff and didn't really know what to do with it. It was sort of sounded cool and promising, but it was like, oh, how do you finish this song? And then at some point I was just like, I'll just send it to Yolanda and see what she does. And then she sent, mucked around, which I don't even think she knew what I was wanting from it, but she sent some stuff back and kind of was like, oh, I don't know if you'll like this. It's probably not very good. And it was the song Modern Life, and it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Mm. And it was just so, it really required her to just, that just made it make sense all of a sudden. So we just started sharing files and getting together for jams and writing stuff together. And that was sort of all through 2022. Mm. Which is a small era ago now.
Amazing.
That was sort of how it all started.
Yeah, and then so what's the decision behind pressing stuff onto vinyl now?
I mean, it's just been a slow process. Everyone's had their own lives. It's kind of like, the band's had a lot of energy at times, but I think everyone's just had a lot of life going on, so it's just been a...
You've all got so many different musical projects as well, so...
Exactly. It's sort of, you know, we have this energy for it and do some shows and record some stuff, and then everyone gets sucked back into their daily lives and goes back to that for a while. So it just takes time. There's no real decision other than we're ready to do it. Mm. So yeah, and we get a lot of emails. There's one person who emails all of us at various times asking for us to repress the vinyl. So at least for that one person,
devoted fans.
Yeah, but it's just it needs to be done. It needs to be done.
Yeah, you're also gonna on the vinyl pressing. There's gonna be bonus tracks. Is that right?
Yeah. There's a bonus track from each. So one is called The Isness, and that was there are songs that if you've seen us live, we do in the set. So The Isness is from the first EP session, and then there's another song called Best Footwork, which is from the second EP session. So there's basically each side has its own exclusive bonus track.
Mm-hmm. And then when you decided to include them on the vinyl, did you revisit the songs at all? Were they just recorded during that era and you've just sort of come back to them and decided to include them?
I mean, I had to like sort of clean up the isness a bit, and I got Martin Tulin, who's a Swedish friend who lives in Mexico City, who mixed the second EP. He also mixed the bonus track, this song, Best Footwork. It was just kind of completing what was there from those sessions, and we wanted to keep it sort of exclusive to the streaming. Exclusive to the Bandcamp and vinyl, because I think as there's been a lot of general bad vibes about streaming services recently anyway, so I kind of thought, stuff it, they don't need to have these songs.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Preaching to the choir about streaming and all the issues with that.
I mean, it's kind of like hard to be in a position where it's like, oh, we'll take all of our music off Spotify, but I think the general vibe is that sort of evil people are running the world, and every little thing you can do to try and take a little bit of power back is kind of nice.
For sure. I was going to ask if with these releases there will be live shows, but I've heard that Julian Dine's broken his leg.
We were going to do a show, and then he had such an unfortunate accident at the Midwinter Ball. So he is out of action for a little while and trying to recover. I think we're going to just start writing new songs, and we'll come back one day when we're all excited and ready. And in the meantime, you can have a piece of plastic with our music on it.
Brilliant. Physical music. So people can they pre-order the vinyl now? When is it available?
It's available now, yeah. Oh. It's up on our Bandcamp now, and I think Flying Out and Flying Nun are doing pre-orders as well, if you want to go through a store, but we're doing it at our Bandcamp, yeah.
Very good. Okay, cool. We're going to listen to Best Footwork, which is this available on Bandcamp at the moment as well?
Yeah, I think if you order the, I actually don't know precisely how it works, but I think if you do the pre-order, I think you can pre-order a digital version of it as well, because that's how Bandcamp has to work. You can get that as a digital download, or it'll come on your record.
Brilliant. But we get the pleasure of listening to it right now. Thank you so much, James, for joining me to talk about all the cool stuff that Half Hexagon has been up to. Everyone can get their pre-orders in for that vinyl now for both EPs. But we're going to close out and listen to Best Footwork. Thanks so much, James.
Thanks. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.